A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Due to the coronavirus, we are definitely pre-recording from our homes.
I'm in a place called Buttonsville where, you know, I'm in my, house. And, you know, yeah, Marvelous, you can't even do certain things these days, you know that. So, meaning that...
I know.
Even going to the shops, you need to have some masks, you know, and all those kind of things. But that's the scheme of things. So as we speak right now in Zimbabwe, there are roughly, or let me say, according to the Minister of Health, there are 489 cases of COVID-19. Yes. And out of these people, 64 have actually recovered, and there are 6 deaths. So let's wait and see how things are going to shape up. So it seems as if 62,812 people have been tested. Mm-hmm. And the latest tests, you know, there are 2 cases that are linked to South Africa. These are people who came all the way from South Africa, you know, because, you know, some of them were having problems. So they had to go back home because of these challenges that they're facing. One of the things was food. They couldn't get food, so they needed to go back home. So, Zuluganda, Balabdanje, Siya, Kobega, ngohlelo live talk namhlanje sikhuluma ngendaba ezijeneyo ukuqala sizabukhangela ikhonoko ke we-COVID-19 siyabona ukuthi ezimbabwe sekulabantu 489 asebelo mkhuhlane lo kwesekusithi ke kule 64 asebesilile kwesekuya abayi-6 abayisithupha asebebhubhile kwesekuphinda njalo kulabantu abayi-62,812 asebathestwayo kwele zimbabwe ababili abathestwe kathesi ngabantu abavele ngathi ke abateste positive abavela kwele South Africa kodwa badabuka kwele Zimbabwe. So sikhuluma nje ke abongi nabongikazi as we are speaking right now, Marvelous, nurses and other healthcare workers are on strike. You know, they want to pay in US dollars. They've been trying to get this in a long time and it's not coming. Over to you.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chenyu cheLife Talk. Apo nhasi tiri kutevhenyura tiri kumba nenyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Muno globally vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vanosvika ivo 8.9 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi 468,000 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Muno muAmerica 2.2 million vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi 119,000 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Muno muWashington DC mandiri pari zvino mune vanhu 10,000 vabatwa nechirwere ichi 533 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Asi tiri kutarisa isu kuti saka chii chiri kuitika pari zvino uyezve kuti chii chiri kuitika kumhosva tisarisa isu kuti pari zvino pane vaye vatingati vana mukoti navana chiremba pari zvino vakaramwa mabasa. Saka zviri kufamba sei pari zvino, Gibbs?
So we see that at the same time, the Minister of Health has appeared in court, you know, that is Dr. Obadiah Moyo. He's facing charges of, you know, engaging in certain activities that are said to be illegal. So one of the issues is that he may have been linked to a certain company that actually purchased some test kits and other things from certain countries without following proper tender procedures. So he was granted $50,000 bail. He's at home as we speak. But, you know, some people are saying, you know, the $60 million that he's linked to and others is a lot of money. So him being granted bail, they're saying, oh, okay, let's see what is going to happen. You know, because some people think that in Zimbabwe there's this thing called catch and release. So they are thinking that maybe he was arrested by Zak and then they released him. And they've been seeing all these things going on. So when we look at global figures, Marvelous, there are 8,975,776 cases. And out of these people, 468,724 people have died. This is according to Johns Hopkins University. And in USA, there are 2,280,969 people. So meaning that the COVID-19 situation is really bad in this country.
Yes.
And out of these people, there are 119,591 who have died. So all these figures from VOA and Johns Hopkins University. Over to you before we go to Mr. Enoch Dongo.
Aiwa, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, muri kunzwa zviri kuitika ipo pano. Nhasi tiri kutarisa isu dambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya pekuramwa mabasa yavana chiremba nevakoti. Regai tiende kuna vadongo tinzwe kuti zvii zviri kuitika pari zvino panyaya iyoyi. Tinotarisa kuti pasi rose pari zvino dambudziko iroro rechirwere checoronavirus riri kuramba richienderera mberi, uyezve imo muno muAmerica ndo marakanyanya kutekeshera dambudziko irori. Tinotarisa kuti tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino, tichitarisa mafigures ari muno muAmerica uyezve neayo ari kutarisirwa pasi rose, tinoona kuti muAmerica mune 8.9 million vanhu vabatwa nechirwere icho checoronavirus, uyezve 468 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. MuUnited States matiri pari zvino 2.3 million vanhu vabatwa nedambudziko iroro recoronavirus, 119 nearly 200,000 vanhu vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Kwozoti muWashington DC mandinogara pari zvino, apo ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri pari zvino, mune vanhu 10,000 vawanikwa ivo vachiteswa, vachiwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere icho checovid-19, uyezve 533 tinoona ndo vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachishaya imo muno muWashington DC mandiri pari zvino. Asi nyaya yatiri kutaura ipo panapa ndeyekuti kwamuri ikoko muri kuzviona sei, uyezve chii chiri kuitika kwamuri imimi panyaya iyoyo yecovid-19. Kana muri kwamuri ikoko, pindai muchirongwa. Tinoziva kuti iprirekode zvedu, but pamuchapinda muchirongwa, pindai mubva mataura kuti muri kupi uyezve kuti chii chiri kuitika kwamuri ikoko panyaya yechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tinoona kuti chirwere ichi chatekeshera pasi rose. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. We've got our guests lined up right now. We've got Noctula Donsi and Mr. Enoch Dongo, the president of the Zimbabwe Nurses Association. Mr. Dongo, we welcome you to the program and give us your update on what is happening right now in terms of the nurses strike.
Okay, thank you very much. Right now in Zimbabwe, the health workers are on industrial action since the last week Thursday. The withdrawal of labor is not only for the nurses, but it's for the entire health workers after they signed a position paper, a notice of intent to withdraw their labor with immediate effect on Thursday under the banner of Health Apex. So since then, we have seen a lot of health workers joining the strike in most of the hospitals, especially the central hospitals, the provincial hospitals, and the district hospitals. The situation is not good, especially considering that we are in a COVID a pandemic period where the health workers are most needed. The health workers, they've got genuine reasons that they've presented to government concerning their salaries. The salaries has been eroded. It has been lost its buying power. And the health workers has demanded that they be paid in US dollar. Looking at the salaries that they were getting as of 1 October 2018. Before the movement of the monetary policy from 1:1 to 1:2.5 by then. So the health workers, the amount, the figure that they are requesting from government. As of today, we haven't been engaged or called by the government to engage and discuss about this. But as health workers, as people, as nurses, as all other health workers who have who really want to give a hand and help, especially in this era, we are open for dialogue. We are requesting government to urgently look into this issue, this genuine concern from the health workers.
Thank you so much. Maybe you can put that in Shona just briefly.
Yeah, Gibbs, can I watch you can talk to what to tell Rone ne Shona?
Yes, vashandi vehurumende vemubazi reutano vakawirirana musi weThursday kuti vakumboisa vakumboregedza basa kusvikira hurumende yateerera zvichemo zvavo zvinosanganisira chichemo chemari ndochichemo chikuru ichocho and kuwithdraw kwemaservices kwaitwa munyika yose kubva kumacentral hospital maprovinci nemadistricts hospital and zvichiitwa nevashandi vose vehurumende veutano vichinyunyuta nemari yavo dzavakatambira so vari kuti hurumende kudai yakurumidza nekuti nguva yatiri inei yecovid inotoda mafrontliners mahealth workers anova masoja ivo vari kutarisirwa kunge vechirwisana nechirwi nedenda iri radai kutekeshera nyika yose so vari kukumbira mari kuti salary yavo ibhadharwe neus dollar tichitariswa mari dzavaitambira as of 1 October 2018 ndicho chichemo chevashandi chavari kuda kuhurumende pari zvinoizvi ndichitaura kudai hatisati tadeedzwa kumusangano wokuti tisikasa nyaya idzodzo kuti taakumbosiya basa.
Okay, can you hold on there? Let me get hold of our second guest, and that is Noctula Adonsi. Noctula Adonsi, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
How are you doing?
I am fine.
So what's your take on what is going on, Noctula Adonsi, in terms of, nurses, doctors, and others going on strike when, the number of people with COVID-19 is actually going up in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, actually, this situation is worrisome, and this situation really it's put the population at risk. But we understand that nurses, they are justified. Actually, the health workers are justified because we cannot say to them they should continue working, while at least we see that they can't survive themselves. So they can't really continue working, which is a good step, actually. But the problem now is, how is the government taking it? Because the government is not doing anything at the moment. We are not talking mostly about COVID-19, because there are cases also in Matabeleland whereby there's crisis with water crisis, all those things. And because of this strike, it's actually affecting so many people are dying there. Then we look at the cases of COVID-19. Apart from COVID-19, people are sick and they can't even afford private doctors and all those, you see. So at the end of the day, we are saying, if the government is not capable, it's okay for them to just give other people a chance, you see, because they are not doing anything. Because this is the time, we cannot really say, because after everything that has happened, when the nurses had already decided to strike, then the next thing, the health minister is being arrested. Actually, it's not the solution. The solution, nurses, they are saying, we need pay in US dollar. So the government, really, I think this is the government's fault.
So, still for the
government, I must put it down. I'm going to go to the government. I'm going to go to the government. I'm going to go to the government. Nga uye utuweko kumele ukuthi nga uyazenza ule muli. So uhulumende wethu nga uyabancedisa, uhulumende wethu ngani akayithathi kayiqakathekisi indaba yabo, ngoba uhulumende bekufanele ukuthi nga sethe yena kibo, hhayi bantu abamuzi, because sihlale phansi sikhulume, ngoba bona bayafuna ukuthi nga i-government iyakhuluma lapho, but i-government yona ayibonakali ukuthi ingabi. So ilizwe lethu ukuthi siya ngapi phakathi komkhuhlane ongaka we-COVID-19 lo, njalo futhi sizwa kuthiwa kule nkinga yamanzi kobulawayo and abantu bayafa. Pho abantu bathini?
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu-ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho ngayinkatshana, sibize-ke uMavela singasuki kuhlelo Noctula, siyabuya kuwe. Ngithathe-ke uMavela silapha ngengizwa ukuthi mhlawumbe kuhamba njani. So what she's saying here, Mavela, is that nurses have got a right to go on strike, like as it is prescribed in Zimbabwe's constitution. And at the same time, they need a living wage. You know, without a living wage, She's saying, you know, there are no way. So they need food on the table for their kids. So she says, the government here is to blame for all these kind of problems. So let's stress that we have actually tried to bring in some state officials to come and join us on the show, but we're not getting any responses of now. Hopefully they'll join us as
time. Kunawa shangu vakupinda muchirongwa, tukunzwapo. Kuna muzvare vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya iri kuitika munyika pari zvino inoda kuti hurumende iwanikwe iyo ichipindira kuti zvinhu zvigadzirike zvakanaka. Saka muzvare vanga vari pano vanga vari kutaura kuti ehe, zvinhu zvakaoma munyika asi munoda kuti hurumende ipinde. So Gibbs, I was just saying what our guests there were saying in Shona, to say that, you know, now the government needs to actually intervene and try and help, you know, the day-to-day person on what's going on in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so I think before we proceed to her, let's hear what people are saying about that particular issue that you're talking about. You know, there are so many people raising a lot of issues. So let's just bring in the people and hear what they're saying. You know, they're sending messages on WhatsApp. You know, if ever anyone wants to send us messages, remember that our number is +1 202 465 0318. So let's listen to what people are saying.
Sikhala singathuli. Sikhaliswa ngokwenzakalayo ekhaya, okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe, okwenzakala kobulawayo, okwenzakala umhlaba wonke jikelele. Kubuhlungu namhlanje nxa abongikazi bengekho emsebenzini bekhala ngeholo, amateacher khala ngeholo. Kanti kungani i-government ingakulungisi lokho, ngoba phela anti izimali vele balazo. Kukhanya njengoba nje yonke into yoni bahambela, kubonisa khona ukuthi imali balazo. Ababanika abantu imali ezenelayo ukuthi labo badle phela bagcina izimuli zabo.
Mina ngugabadela Ncube, ngilapha esigabeni selubhane ekuthiwa kwengondo komzitshwa. Mina nje into engayisho ikakhulu ngendaba yamanesi le abakhala lomsebenzi, ba right laba bantu, because le imali abayifakeleyo incane kakhulu. I-$75 bazoyenzani umuntu ekhona ukuthi etshontshe imali like amabhiliyoni, like u-Obadiah Moyo, imali zonke lezi azitshontshayo, kodwa onesi abasebenza ebusuku nasemini bebhizi bebhekane lezigulane, especially njengamanje kulohudo ebulawayo, kule coronavirus le ebulala abantu, babhizi abalala abantwana babantu, but babanikeza ama-$75. If $75 bona banikeza abantu ababo for i-pocket money yesikolo, but bathi kunikezwe amanesi besebenza nzima ngale nyanga, kubuhlungu lokho abakwenzayo lokho. Abayeke la abantu ukubusa mani, sebehlulekile mani.
Ngubaba uMoyo osegogwane okhulumayo eJombe. Lamhlanje nxa sikhuluma ngokukhalela kwezisebenzi kahulumende ezempilakahle omsebenzi, kubuhlungu okunokumangalisayo, ngoba lapho kukhangelwe khona impilo ngomkhuhlane lokhona we-COVID-19, koBulawayo kube buhlungu kakhulu ngomkhuhlane wesihudo, phezu kokuba namanzi avele asilele kakhulu ngenxa yokungani kuhle kwezulu. Baqandikayo kobuhlungu esilakho elizweni lethu.
Then igama lami nguSiphiwe Matshazi, ubaba kavuka umphindi. Ngisacela uPaula ancane ngodaba lokuteleka kwamadokotela. Kimi bengibona ngenhlangothi ezimbili, kulungile kibo ngoba nabo balelungelo lokuthi bakwenze lokho, kodwa-ke umlando uphezu kwahulumeni. I-corruption iningi kakhulu eZimbabwe, enzwa uhulumende, ongawukuthi ngabe uhulumende uyazinuka amakhwaba phezu kwalo mkhuhlane, abantu ebekwazi ukuthi abantu ngabakhe yibo abamvotelayo, kungatshontshwa izimali. nokuthi abantu bekwazi ukuthi besinde kulomkhuhlane. Manje mabetelekile kunje abantu bayagula bayafa, inyilosi futhi enkulu kakhulu esuke ibhekane lelizwe. Kodwa ke nabo phela angeke besebenza nje bengatholi lutho.
So these are some of the people, Mavra, that are actually expressing their opinion on what is happening in Zimbabwe. The first one was Priti Ngube. She is in Botswana. She was saying that the government should actually tackle this issue because it is its responsibility to make sure that nurses and doctors and all civil servants are paid. So she was saying that, you know, it's surprising that people are not being catered for accordingly. And then we had Kabatela in Kai, who was saying that, you know, the nurses have got a right to go on strike. And it's surprising that the $75 allowance that they were given is only pocket money for certain officials, you know?
Yes.
So it is for kids, it's officials, that's no money at all. But you are giving civil servants $75 as an allowance. He's saying, no, that's too bad. And then, of course, Sokokwana in Kokwe, who was saying that it is painful to see what is happening in Zimbabwe. He says there was so much hope after independence, but all that has been lost. So he's saying even the water situation in Bulawayo is of major concern because there are so many people that are dying. And for your own information, there are serious issues there pertaining to the water crisis.
Yes. Okay. I actually saw, you know, there was a video that was sent in by one of our stringers on the water situation, where she literally took a video of the water that was coming out of the tap in her house. I think it was Anastasia, I'm not sure. But it was really sad because the water was literally brown, I think.
Yeah, it's really sad, I think, the situation there. So people are talking. And then the last one is Fusiso, who is saying that the government should actually intervene, because not intervene per se, should actually take its responsibility and help these people, because it's the government that is supposed to be doing all these kind of things, not for the people. Let's go back to Mr. Enoch Dongo.
Oh, is this on the line?
Yes. So, Mr. Dongo, we've got a question for you. Marvelous. Can I pose a question for him?
Sakaba Dongo, shakamira shakadai parijino. Chichi chaiti kamune ramangwani.
So, the question is, what is going to happen tomorrow, in the near future, for these nurses that are on strike, Mr. Dongo?
Sorry, what is the question? Sorry.
Yeah, so what is going to happen in the near future for the nurses, doctors, and all the civil servants that are on strike right now? What is going to happen to you guys? That's the question.
Right. We employ government. We want government to put measures that are sustainable as far as the salary issue is concerned. It's not healthy to always go on strike for government to adjust our salaries. So we are seeking government to put in place measures that are the scenario. We need to go to government every month for salary increment, and that is not health. That is not what we want. A strike is the last resort, but sometimes we are totally incapacitated to go to work. Like, for example, this month, most of our health workers in May pay day, they got something like 6,000. But surprisingly, in June, they get around 3.5 because of that back date that was removed. So considering what happened between May and June, things have gone up. Basic commodities has been increased by so many percentage in the supermarkets. And now to expect an ordinary nurse to survive with 3,500, somebody with a family, it's not correct. It's not possible. So it's not like the workers is not within the confines of what they are working for. And it's not like nurses, they don't have hearts, or nurses, they are just people who just want money. No, we really feel for the Zimbabweans. We really feel for the people. But sometimes we are totally incapacitated. We cannot able to provide the services. As you know, a doctor or any health worker has to be mentally and psychologically stable for him or her to render quality services to the patients. We are dealing with life. We cannot afford to have a nurse, and no one can trust to take their relatives to somebody who is not psychologically, mentally, socially stable, for them to care for the patients. Mm-hmm. So what we are demanding from government is genuinely. Kuitira kuti mari iyoyo tingaipiwa toziva kuti tinonobuda gore rese tisina kumbodzokera kuhurumende tichiti tiwedzere mari tiite zvakati. So that tinoconcentrate nekurapa vanhu, tinoconcentrate nekurapa varwere. Hatichati taneta nekuramba tichiti mwedzi umwe naumwe tinonga tichienda kunogogodza padhora Mr. Government kuti tibetsereiwo, tipeiwo mari aichakwana. Saka ndozvata kuti tipei titei kuti manesi, madokta, vashandi vehurumende veutano vanoda kuva vari psychologically stable, mentally stable, vari right, socially, everything, so that kana asvika pamurwere kuti akurapa murwere anomurapa nemwoyo wake wese. Patotaura pamurwere tifunga kuti ndasiya kumba kusina shuga, ndasiya kumba kusina pokwana, ndasiya ndinodhakusa zvinhu zvangu mumba ndatadzobhata. Tiri kuitira hurumende, tiri kuitira vanhu vese kuti ngatiise musoro pamwe chete, ngatitarisei denda recovid raripo. Hurumende ngaitarise kuti mafrontliners vanorwa vakamirira hurumende, vakamirira vanhu vose, munhu wese izvozvo ari mulockdown, vanhu vari kudzimba, asi akosora wese paanotanga kuenda kuhospital. Aifunzira kuti anisa aine symptom recovid anoenda kuhospital, achifanira kunosangana nanesi. Nanesi asina chinhu, asina chaadika, ane nzara, anobatsirika sei munhu iyeye? Saka tiri kuda kuti hurumende yitarise zvinhu izvozvo, yogadzirisa zvinhu izvozvo, toziva kuti tapedza. Chataa kuita isi kuconcentrata nedenda iri nekurapa varwere.
Saka Gibbs, let me just
kumama wadonsi sike sizwa kuti uyamuzwa ubaba lapha uyakhuluma sibili ngakho konke abakufunayo adonsi. So ke wena ngokubona kwakho, ubona ngani what's the solution to this issue?
I think the solution there is the government to take serious. You know, the government should at least try by all means to understand the situation, because we have never seen we have never seen ministers saying, please, can you just cut our salaries on behalf of health department? You see, people have voted in power, but at the end of the day, they don't benefit the population. So the government should come and talk to, they should sit down and talk to health workers. Let at least give them something, because right now, what do we really expect? You see, because nurses are suffering, doctors are suffering. You see, imagine the years that you spend at university, the money that you spend trying to get that degree or trying to get that certificate. Then at the end of the day, you can't send your child to school. You can't take care of your mother or your family. You see, it's like an insult, because it's very hard. It's really incapacitating. You see, so at the end of the day, I think the government should at least take health system seriously, because when you look at our government. The most problem is the reason for the lockdown. We are on lockdown because we have suspended everything else, and we are only focusing on the healthy. So if they can't, whilst we are on lockdown, so what's the use of this lockdown? Whilst people are still suffering, whilst still nurses are still suffering, but they are on the forefront. So the government have to take this issue seriously.
Yeah, so what the one of us seem to see with our Wako, what I mean, Ukulumende, Womenze, was it to look so?
Ukulumende, Gasale Pans, Labotowotela, abancenye njalo abanike imali akahlala akagcina izithembiso zakhe because nxa bethembisa akabagcina izithembiso zakhe kumele ukuthi ngabona abasikhokhelayo basinika phela bathi bona hayi inyanga le sithe thina sicelani ukuthi silinike ihafu yemholo yethu ngoba bona bayahola phela njalo futhi balezimoto bathi bona imoto zabo lezi abazithenga abazithengelwayo bathi hayi thina imoto zethu sesizinikele ukuthi zibe zisebenze njengama-ambulance yikho sibona khona ukuthi hayi for sure i-government le injani iyancedisa bathi kumbe thathanini umholo wethu 10% linike awodokotela ngoba khathesi ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 lesi kunzima kunzima udokotela uthwele nzima udokotela nje uyakhatshwa nje akalasisindo ngenxa yokuthi i-government ayimkhanyeli so kanti-ke udokotela asingeke siphile thina nxa ngelabo odokotela so i-government kayihlali singabantwana bayo so kayithathe ngabantwana bayo doka kahlale labo phansi igcina izithembiso ibacabangele lapho ukuthi kuze sihambe siye phambili ngoba bona bengathi bayastriker then bachayo so kusho ukuthi ugovernment akalandaba lapho so at least i-government kayizama ukuthi ilalele izikhalo zabo igcine futhi izithembiso zayo ingabanika ukuthi hayi sizalinika imali yenu yento ngemali engakho bagcina izithembiso
Yes, kolo bambe konapho ke siyabuya kuwe sithathe ke uMavela sihlangana kuye sizokuthi kambe siqhubeka siya ngaphi so Mavela all what she's saying is that the government should actually talk to these workers and address this issue because it is an issue that is very serious and it has got some negative impact on families so she's saying that you know there's absolutely some need for people to get a living wage
I actually like what she was saying. Saka kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedambudziko reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Apo tanga tiri kunzwa muzvare vanga vari kutaura iyo vachiti hurumende inofanira kunge iyo pari zvino ichikwanisawo kubatsira veruzhinji kuitira kuti vasawanikwe vachipinda mumatambudziko avari kupindana nawo pari zvino. Saka muzvare vanga vari kuti iyo government pari zvino. Even my government minister vanofanira kunge vachizouyawo vachiti kana mota yangu inini shandisei kuti iita ambulance ndo zvandanzwa vachiti ivo zvakakosha kuti vamwe vari muhurumende pari zvino vaende pamberi vachiratidza ivo kuti vari kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nevanhu kwete kuti vanhu vangoramba vachienderera mberi vachiita zveuori nezvimwe zvakadaro tinotarisa kuti paweekend ipapapa takaona vaobhadhaya moyo vebazi rehutano vachinziwo vanga vachimiswa pamberi pedare panyaya yehuori uyezve tikaona vachisungwa saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika izvo zvokuti muzvari vari kutaura iwo kuti aiwa zvakakosha kuti kana uri muhurumende pindawo pamberi uchitaurawo kuti inini izvi ndo zvandinazvo uyezve ndo zvandiri kufanira kunge ndichibatsirana nevamwewo vari kuwanikwa vachitarisana nematambudziko gibs
So I think you still remember that you've got this new satellite. So let's hear what it is called. You know, yeah. the satellite is something very interesting. It's modern technology.
Yes.
So let's try to tell people about it and let's hear what it's all about.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
There you are, Mavla.
Yes, I love this new satellite, actually. Yeah. And I'm hoping a lot of people can get us on that new satellite because,
Something very interesting, yes. So now, let's go back to Mr. Dong. So, Mr. Dongo, you know, the issue here is maybe the government doesn't have money to actually pay you in U.S. dollars. And, you know, I was talking to Dr. Paulina Skosana of the health service board. You know what he said? Said, you know, maybe we don't have the money. And he's busy consulting his superiors, maybe to hook some money from here and there, but he says it may be practically impossible to pay you in US dollars. In the circumstances that you are not paid in US dollars, what are you going to do?
It's very simple and straightforward what is being asked by the health workers. Mm-hmm. They want a living wage. They want salaries that can take them through to the next month. As I've been said before, that the salaries that we got this month cannot take us to the next payday. And that is totally incapacitation. Incapacitated nurses cannot pay rent, cannot buy food, cannot pay school fees. And those are the basic that we are requesting. So it's up to government. We have requested, we have put our proposal clearly to them that we want the salary that we were receiving as of 1 October 2018, that was in US dollar. Mm-hmm. If government doesn't have that money, they have to come back to us. They have to come back with their offer, what they have. And we can look together, calculating the basic fundamentals, what exactly. You know, we have got a poverty datum line which is stood at 8,000 right now. But when you saw somebody getting 3,500, where is that person going to get the 5,000 to cover the gap? You know, a family of six people right now in Zimbabwe, according to the poverty datum line, needs 8,500 upon the RTGS. But our nurses got 3,500. And who is going to cover the gap? What is going to happen? So are we pushing the people to go into the hospital and steal or getting something? What they can get in the hospital to subsidize that salary? There is nothing. Literally, there is nothing. So what it means is this is not our make. This is not a fight that we are fighting government. This is not political. This is straightforward issues that need government really to look into and say these are genuine concerns. How I am going to subsidize this person, an individual, for him or her to be able to...
I think your phone is cutting a little bit, so hold on there, Mr. Dongo. I think we have... Yeah, 1 second.
Gipsy, if we could have him also just say same thing and show...
So, unfortunately, his phone is actually cutting. So let's go to the next guest, and that is Noctura Donzi. So now, Adonsi, now you can get away. When I was in the Ukulumendi, I was in the US dollars. Who's the Hamaja?
It's a situation whereby we really don't, we are not certain about the future of our country because as it is right now, the prices, our prices like basic commodities and all those things. Now, yes, the government might say we can't afford, but we are saying if the government is still able to buy cars or is still able to print t-shirts, you see, buy t-shirts for the party for political issues, then which means the government can afford. So in this case, I think the government should stop everything, should stop politicizing everything, like everything is about politics. Yes, the government now, it's the one that is ruling. So if ZANU-PF is ruling now, which means there's no need for them to be more, to invest much on security purposes, whereby if there's a problem or someone is striking, or then the next thing they say is the security forces. So now these nurses, it's justifiable, everything that they need. So the government, if the government can't afford to pay these nurses, then which means let them give others a chance.
Yeah, what are you? What are you? Perumbuso, Aunja, Utapongoti, Tatanam. So, Sucho Lapa, what is now what got Jesse in a poor US dollar? Hamaja.
Hi, Mamma Sapuana, Petty, yes, dollar. Unesus are shady lambs in like Moba. Agasosa was who sevens. Unesi, my wunga, yes, dollar, all right, to see Penama Pond. Kodwa siphe namabhondi nge-rate ye-US dollar. njalo futhi bafuna icash ando wonthi nxa ukuthi bengathi bona baya increase nge 75 US 75 US kaba inikwe ngecash kuthi umuntu kayinikwe nansi esandleni kungcono kumbe bengathi bona bafuna banike RTGS bayinike futhi ezandleni icash
manje ungaza njalo phela that's not what inflation is upset ngoba nxa imali ingena ezandleni impadala ziyabaleka phela so kusizokuhlupha kona
kutsho ukuthi uhulumende kazama i-strategy sakhe kabuyele ku-drawing board aqalise kutsha ukuthi maybe nxa if it means kumele a-replace ama-ministers or kumele ayenzeni then we just need a change. A change yiyo ezancedisa odokotela ukuthi labo impilo yabo ibe ngcono. Njalo futhi kho kuzayenza ukuthi uZulu liyazi ukuthi uZulu uthwele nzima ngoba kufanele ukuthi bakhona ababelethayo kathesi sikhulu manje kunzima. So kusayikiwe.
Yes, I think that's the second thing that the next thing that we're going to ask our guest, because there are people who are sick, there are people who are giving birth, there are people who have got COVID-19, there are people who are facing all these other problems. So I think that falls on you, Mr. Dongo. So what are people doing right now in terms of, you know, getting help?
Yes, what we do as health workers, as nurses specifically, we don't completely close the hospitals. We always make sure that the emergencies are being attended to. And right now, as we speak, we've got our sister in charges, the matrons, at our each and every hospitals that are manning those hospitals and attend to emergencies. And on top of that, we are saying to government, let's not prolong the situation, because we might, those who are left in the hospitals might get fatigued, and they might also decide to withdraw their services. So we don't want to reach that level. And we encourage government to quickly go into the table, draw up the best scenario that can quickly resolve the impasse that we have right now. But in terms of the emergencies, those who want to deliver, those who need emergency attendant, they are being attended to.
Sorry, Mother, can you say that in Shona as well?
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Dongo?
Okay. Yeah, we Tirukuti Isu. Sevana mukoti muzvipatara patinonga tichibuda muzvipatara kana tasvika pasituation akadai hatizosi chipatara chisina vanhu varipo vanokwanisa kuatenda kuma emergencies variko tine ma sister in charge tine ma matron yetonga tichiti skeleton staff to make sure that tinobatsira vanhu vari kuuya vane ma emergencies and tinonga tichitarisira kuti tichiita izvozvo hurumende inonga ichiitawo ichionawo kuti apa paita dambudziko yokurumidza kuuya nesolution yobatsira yoita kuti vana mukoti varambe vachienda kubasa because izvozvi hurumende ikanonoka ivavo vatiri kutaura nezvavana sister in charge nana matron vari kutotaurawo kuti vakutangawo kuneta nekuti basa runga rakawandira vari vashoma ikoko and vakaneta vakati taakusiya chii chinoitika tozobva tazosangana nedambudziko guru rekuti vanhu vezimbabwe vanotadza kubatsirika.
So in terms of numbers here, Mr. Dongo, what are we talking about in terms of nurses? How many nurses are on strike right now and drawn from how many regions or hospitals?
I might not have the actual figure, but what I know is in most of our central hospitals, nurses have gone on strike. In most of our provincial hospitals, nurses have gone on strike, and some of the district hospitals. And if government keeps on ignoring, we might have more joining tomorrow.
So here we're talking about your membership. Is the entire membership on strike?
Yes.
How many are there in terms of members?
No, in terms of nurses, we've got more than 20,000.
Can't wait.
Yes.
So what is the short-term solution to this? Because it seems as if you guys are going to be on strike for a long time now. So what's the shortest possible way of doing things?
The shortest possible way of doing things is for government to come on the drawing board And the government have a plan which is sustainable, that is pegging our salaries, paying us in US dollar or pegging our salaries using.
So, sorry, your phone skipped the maybe.
The black market rate, which is the, if they don't even
So you're saying using, sorry? Using the what?
The shortest possible is to pay health workers using the US dollar or pegging their salaries using the market, which is the whatever, which is keeping on changing if they don't have the US dollar. Remember, government has increased or cushioned the civil servants by 50%, and also they've introduced the 75%. US dollar plastic money for the civil servants due to the corona impact that the corona has put on the economy, right? Mm-hmm. But we, as health workers, we are saying that is good. It's fine for government to look after its people, after all the civil servants. But as the frontliner, as the health workers, who are the, as far as COVID-19 is concerned, we need our package. We need to be recognized, to be seen that we are the frontliner. Yes, we everyone have got the impact of COVID-19 has affected every civil servant. But there are people who are directly affected, who are the frontliner, who are the health workers, who need to be recognized. And the government should do give a package for those workers so that they feel that, yes, we are being recognized. Everyone is on lockdown, but the doctors, the nurses, all other health workers are going to work right now. They're soldiering on, trying to protect the people of Zimbabwe, and they need to be recognized.
Can you hold on there, Mr. Enoch Dongo? I think we've got a ZANU-PF member, Dr. Simba Mavaza. Dr. Simba Mavaza is in London. Dr. Mavaza, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So it's Gibbs 2 in Washington. So we are busy here talking about the issue of the nurses strike. So now, can we have, what's your take on what is going on in Zim?
Oh, thank you. You see, honestly speaking, the situation of the nurses, it actually goes beyond humanitarian issues. The nurses do a lot, especially in this time of COVID. They are sacrificing a lot. Their salaries are quite pervasive, and they are indeed right in telling the government that they need more salaries. Mm-hmm. The only problem is that they are sworn in to save lives. They must not let the people they have sworn in to save die because they are all going out for money. Nurses could make an arrangement to say a skeleton staff goes into hospitals to treat the very sick, and then the other staff goes on strike. There must be a striking of a balance between what you swore to do and what you need to be done as a remuneration. But what we are seeing now, we are seeing nurses dealing as mercenaries. literally going out, all of them at once, closing the wards, closing the hospitals, putting the vulnerable at risk. We understand they need their money. We understand they need to be given a better salary, which allows them to go to work, buy food, and pay their rent. But do we have to kill people for the sake of money? That becomes not in sync with what the nurses have sworn to do.
But why is the government failing to address this issue, Dr. Mabas?
The government has not failed to address the issue. The government does not have money. It has, if you have noticed last week, the government has raised salaries for every civil servant, including nurses, by 50%, and promised to give every civil servant $75 in US as a COVID allowance. And this allowance is multiplied for those on the front line, that is nurses, doctors, care workers. They're all going to get at least times two of what other civil servants are getting for COVID allowance. So the government has no money. Whether the money is not there or is there, but the budget for the Ministry of Health is not enough to sustain an increment of the nature of what the nurses are asking for now.
So can you put that in China so that some other...
Yeah.
Yes, so what is your reaction to it? Can you give us your reaction, Mr. Dongo?
Thank you very much. What the comrade is saying, it's true and correct. What I know, and I've explained this before, I don't know if you are listening, we don't visit the hospitals. Right now, as we speak, there are skeleton staff at the hospital to attend to emergency cases in each and every hospital. The hospital, that's why the hospital are not closed. We are attending to. Then on the issue, we seem to agree that the salaries that is being given to the nurses is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
We also, what I don't know, and which I really need clarity from the comrade, is when he was saying health workers are going to get double what the other civil servants are getting. That is news to me.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't know that.
So, Dr. Mombasa, you can clarify that.
Right. We are talking only as regards to the COVID allowance, which the government had offered $75 as an allowance to civil service. But it is it is multiplied by two for those in the front line. And the front line has been described as one, nurses, doctors or care workers, or those who are in the front line in hospitals and who are in the first responders to COVID patients.
Yes, just hold on there, Mr. Dongo.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Let's get hold of Nokutula Adonsi to react to what she's hearing. Yeah, what is going to be Adonsi? I'm going to go to Zama.
Hayi mina ngithi uNumzana azi ukuthiwa nguNumzana wana ngisalibambangi ibizo.
Yeah, Nokutula Mabaza. Nokutula Mabaza.
Mabaza. I would like to ask Umabaza, yes, of course, I understand what he is saying, but I want to, you are saying the government doesn't have money, but what, okay, you are saying nurses, they sewn in to say we serve people and nurses are leaving people to die. But you as ZANU-PF, what are you doing for people? Have you ever sacrificed one of your cars and said, This car, please, can you make it an ambulance? Have you ever sacrificed your 10% of your salary and say this 10% I wanted to assist health workers or to assist civil servants? Or what is the government doing? Because you can say the government, the budget, the health government, the health budget doesn't allow you to increase the salaries, but where is money? Because we have seen like we always read in the news, like you have been given allowances, you have been given we have received some funds. Where are those funds going? Where are those funds going? So which means which department or which sector have all the money, which is taking away the money, which sector is really taking away the money, which is not being prioritized to health sector? Because this time of pandemic, we should prioritize health care. So where is the money going?
Just 30 seconds, because the program is coming to an end. Can you react to that, Dr. Umabaza? Just 30 seconds.
Thank you, madam. I don't understand. We must learn to divide labor issues and political issues. Right. Firstly, when the government says it has no money, the government works on a budget. There is a budget given to the Ministry of Health for this year, and we are saying on that budget there is not enough money. Then there is a budget which has been given to the civil service at large. On the budget of the civil service, there is not enough money for the civil service or for that budget to increase or to see or to sustain an increment. Now, we are talking about what happens to the cars bought by the government or so and so. There is a budget for those cars. That's not a budget for the salaries. And therefore, we should not include the truth. But however, let me be quick to say, we are not, and I am not saying in any way that the salaries of the nurses is enough. It is not enough. Not of the nurses only. The salaries of civil servants, if we put it at the parallel rating, it's really nothing. And it's quite pervasive.
Thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of our show. Wish to take this opportunity to thank, sorry, I think I'm cut off. I wish to take this opportunity to thank our guests, and that is Mr. Enoch Dongo, who is the president of the Zimbabwe Nurses Association. Then we had Dr. Simba Mabaza, who is a ZANU-PF member based in the United Kingdom, and Nokutula Adonsi, who is a Zimbabwean who loves politics. So she is a political animal as we speak.
So yes.
I think, Marvelous, that's the end of our program. I wish to say to all our, you know, listeners and viewers that this is a pre-recorded show. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube.
I'm Marvelous Mtsanganyahuye, and I have to say I really love the, you know, collaboration from our young sister there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.